plagued by reboots, haunted by sequels, dominated by the same old shit. Get ready for an original podcast that will gouge out your eyeballs and skull fuck you. Starring Ginger Josh, Adam the Hare, and introducing the immortal Frank. Hold on to your butts. It's the Game Rage Movies TV Podcast.
Ooh, baby, welcome back to another fucking knee-slapping good episode of Game Rage Movies and TV.
I have no idea what's going to happen today.
I don't either. But it's either way, it's probably going to fucking be sports entertaining. That's for goddamn sure. Today, we're going to recast Lord of the Rings. It's going to be great. Anyways, before we get into it, go to Game Rage Magazine on all the social medias. Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. Also, you can go find Adam at All Gas No Trash Official on Instagram. And you can go to... Fuck, what's that thing called again?
Substack?
Yeah, Substack. I can't remember the fucking name. Substack.com/@AllGasNoTrashOfficial. Subscribe. It's free. Also, do the same thing at Substack.com/@GameRageMagazine. You can follow the other one, too, if you want. All right. Let's get into it. So where do you want to start on the list?
What do you mean?
Like where, like what do you want to start with? Like what character do you want to start with? Like did you write them in any kind of order or?
I started with Sauron.
Okay. All
right. So Sauron. the main antagonist of the trilogy, right? So yes, this is a new format that we're trying out on Game Rage Movies and TV where we take a movie and make the worst possible recasting for the sake of hilariousness and why the fuck not? So
yeah.
What do you got to say? What things do you have to add for this episode?
Basically we're just going to recast Lord of the Rings and see how fucking ridiculous we can make it.
Yeah.
But my two favorite ones, I'm telling you right now, are what I did came up with Aragorn and Gimli. Those are my two fucking favorite ones.
All right.
So where do you want to start? Should we just go down the list or did you?
I made my own list.
All right. Let's start.
And then you can chime in with whatever you feel is appropriate for that role.
All right.
Cause I came prepared.
Yeah,
you're just kind
of. I'm kind of going off the cuff, but yeah. Let's do this.
All right, so Sauron is the main antagonist of the film, right?
Yeah.
So I figured you pick somebody threatening in real life, and this person has never actually acted before, but he scares the shit out of me, not only because he's 6 foot, whatever the fuck he is, but his smile is terrifying, and I'm pretty sure he eats humans. I picked Tony Robbins as I picked Tony Robbins as Sauron. Yeah.
All right. Hear me out. We got my brain moving. All right. Sauron. Okay. You get fucking. I mean, he's dead, but like, let's assume everyone here is alive. Okay. You get Billy Mays.
Billy Mays is Sauron.
And then all of the Death Riders are like, it's like the Flex Tape guy or the Flex Seal guy. It's the fucking like the towel guy, the other guy. Like it's all of his competitors.
ShamWow.
Yeah, ShamWow guy. It's all those dudes are like the Death Riders. And then when he goes, and then he only refers to himself in the third person. Hi, Sauron here. And he just does like the fucking commercial.
Yeah.
Because that's all he knows what how to do.
Yeah.
So like, he's literally fighting fucking what's his name at the beginning of the movie, and he's in all this armor and shit, and it's just Billy Mays.
Yeah.
And he's just like fucking, you ever seen a slap chop? And he's like, I don't know, he does some shit like that, like, I don't know. Hey, Sauron here, telling you your time is up, bitch.
All right, so the next person, I got Saruman the Grey, and I can't remember exactly what role he played. He was subservient to Sauron, right?
Yeah, he was like his number two.
But he was also making plays for himself.
Yeah, because all the bad guys are assholes. So he was trying to be like the one to take over to dethrone Sauron himself eventually.
With the Sauron, Uruk-hai, right?
Yeah, because Sauron basically had no fucking power until he got the ring back.
Yeah.
So that's why he was like, oh, good, I need to find the ring so I can put it in my fucking vault of shit.
Yeah.
And then make sure that Sauron can never get it, and then I'll just be the motherfucker running the show.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right, so this one, I don't know about this one, but I put down Steve Buscemi as Sauron because I figured he's like the smart ass. And he's like, he's got that nasally voice. And he's like, and then, you know, when he encounters Gandalf, he's like, man, why are you doing all this shit, man? You're betraying us. Like, we have to put off Sauron's threat or whatever. And then he resorts to that line from Armageddon where he says he's a genius. Like, he's like, why are you doing all this, Saruman? Because I'm a genius.
Like, genius, man.
So what do you got for Saruman?
All right. For Saruman, Dave Chappelle. All right. Dave Chappelle. And he's always making comments about, man, Saruman the gray. Man, why do they call me the gray, man? I'm black as fuck. Like, he's just like, that's all he does the whole movie, is he just comments about that. And then, I don't know, maybe he like smoke. Maybe him and Gandalf smoke out of the pipe or some shit together.
Yeah,
well, shit. Snoop Dogg is who I have as Gandalf. So
that's
like,
who I have as Gandalf.
Oh, all right. Well, yeah. Whatever. That's good. So then them two could get together.
Yeah.
And they could fucking, like, you know.
Yeah.
Smoke some weed. I don't know.
Yeah. So that's the next person I had.
Gandalf. Yeah.
I had fucking Gandalf played by Snoop Dogg because Gandalf hits the pipe a lot in the movie. So like, I don't need him to say a whole lot. I just need him to say for shizzle like every 3 seconds and basically confirm whatever Frodo's going to do and whatever or Aragorn's doing. For shizzle.
He's like, yeah, for shizzle. For shizzle, Frodo.
And he doesn't actually become useful until like the third movie when he becomes Gandalf the white. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you do that. You go take care of that shit.
Yeah, for shizzle, my nizzle.
Hey, man, you ain't going to pass.
All right, what's the asshole's name prior to being Smeagol? Like his dual personality, the little hobbit that's like all fucked in the head.
I don't remember what his actual fucking name is, but
it's Smeagol.
It's Smeagol, and then is he
Balrog? He's not Balrog. That's the thing that Gandalf fights, right?
Yeah.
Damn it, what's his name?
I don't know. I can't.
Smeagol and his like
his regular name.
Yeah.
Gollum.
Gollum.
That's who he is.
All right.
Yeah, Gollum.
So I have Adam Sandler playing Gollum / Smeagol because he just needs to be like the water boy, you know? I figured like for somebody that just like rambles like with most of his characters and, you know, I don't know. I'm going with fucking Adam Sandler as Smeagol and Gollum.
All right, so
he's playing Little Nicky. He's playing Little Nicky as Smeagol.
Yeah, I had Adam Sandler in a different role.
Oh yeah, what do you have him in?
I had him as Legolas.
Legolas. Right.
Yeah, he's like the elf, and he's just kind of like, oh man, he's just complaining like miasma like the whole time he's walking around. Like he's just like, hold on guys, miasma's mad. Hold on, is there shrimp on this item? I'm definitely allergic to shrimp. Like he's just complaining the whole adventure. Like I think that'd be fucking hilarious. But for fucking Gollum / Smeagol, I think a great fucking casting would be Joan Rivers.
Joan Rivers?
You fucking son of a bitch. I want my fucking ring back. God damn it. I think that'd be hilarious. Like,
all right.
Especially like old Joan Rivers, because then you wouldn't even need to put makeup on
with
her.
The
you
smoker, just fucking, with the smoker's
yeah,
voice.
Yeah, you just let her smoke cigarettes the whole time, too. She's just walking around the fucking, what is the goddamn area called? Not the Shire, but like the whole world. Isn't there like a name for it?
The Middle Earth?
Yeah, she's walking around Middle Earth smoking cigarettes looking for the fucking ring. She's like, God damn it.
All right. So this one's kind of obscure, but I'm taking this guy from Half-Baked because he's actually a comedian, but people, I don't know if people would know him, but his name's Stephen Wright. Mm-hmm. He's like this bald guy that's got like a skullet, and he was the guy that was on the couch the entire movie. Mm-hmm. And, like, he would tell people to fuck off, like, waving his arm.
Yeah.
And then they pass a joint to him and he takes a puff and he just like nods and then goes back to sleep. So I have him as Aragorn. So pretty much the entire movie, he's going to be laying on his back or going to sleep. So for the guy that's supposed to be like the protagonist of the movie, he's just going to be sleeping the entire time.
All right. For Aragorn. Rob Schneider is Aragorn.
Rob Schneider.
And he's just like fucking going the whole movie. Just like, oh, do we really have to walk there? Like, man, I just got my knee done. Like, I need, come on, guys. Like, can't we figure something out? You know? But he's just trying to con his way out of everything. Like,
yeah.
That would be fucking hilarious. And then I guess a reverse of that for Frodo.
Frodo?
Who do you got for Frodo?
I got Charlie Day.
Charlie Day. That's a pretty funny one.
Yeah.
I went like opposite. Because, you know, you're supposed to be, like, small.
Yeah.
Right? So you have someone who's small like that, and you just, you know, whatever, they do the movie magic to make them small.
Mm-hmm.
John Cena.
Yeah, and, John Cena
plays. He does not wear a shirt the entire fucking movie. And he's just walking around. Hey, guys. We gotta get this ring back, guys.
And like,
he's doing little things. He goes, hey, when he puts the ring on, mm-hmm. he goes, you can't yeah. see me thing. Like, that's really the whole purpose of why he's the fucking Frodo.
That's kind
of
sweet.
He just puts it on and he's just like, he does this every single time and then he slowly fades away.
That's actually pretty good.
Yeah, like, and then you could like make a whole merchandise line out of you can't see me shit.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, the redoing of the Lord of the Rings should be a WWE film, right? Because then you could get John Cena as Frodo. You could pull that off. Probably have Triple H be Sauron.
Yeah.
Fucking, we can do a whole WWE casting of the fucking movie for sure.
So for Frodo, I picked Charlie Day because he's always frantic and he's like, oh my God, guys, we need to go to Mount Doom.
He keeps pulling out the fucking chalkboard.
Yeah.
And he's like, you
lost your goddamn mind. So to parody, so to have him opposite of Samwise Gamgee, I picked Carl Weathers playing Chubbs as Sam, and not even like a miniature version, like a Hobbit version of Carl Weathers. Like, he would just be Chubbs basically. Like, he's like, pull it together, man. Like pretty much all the notable lines that you could think of as far as like Carl Weathers and Happy Gilmore. Like, he'd be telling it to Frodo. So for Arwen, I picked Aubrey Plaza because she's so like deadpan.
Oh man, that's a good one.
Yeah, she's so deadpan and passive aggressive that I like. That is completely opposite of what Arwen is in fucking Lord of the Rings. Who do you have for Arwen?
For Arwen, I don't know why I can't remember her fucking name off the top of my head, but I'm gonna fucking look it up right now. God damn it. What is her fucking name? That's the person that she plays as. Oh, okay. For Arwen, I think what's her name, which you just said, is a perfect casting for that. I would agree with that. But for Galadriel, okay,
Galadriel or whatever.
Galadriel, yeah. I think her name is the older, like,
the elf.
Yeah, Amy Poehler. And you give them the same dynamic that they had from Parks and Rec, where she's like trying to teach her shit, but she's also crazy too.
Yeah.
Like, that would be fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
And like maybe Galadriel runs for like intergalactic mayor or whatever the fuck it's called for fucking, you know, the stupid ass thing. And you do that. And then fucking.
All right. I do have to point out that you have to put Jeff Goldblum somewhere.
Oh, yeah. He's got to be in this movie somewhere. I really think Jeff Goldblum. Oh man, I don't know, man. See that there's so many. You know what? Jeff Goldblum as Elrond, the fucking head elf guy that Hugo Weaving is.
Okay.
Jeff Goldblum is Elrond, and he's just like, oh, hey guys, welcome to Elfland. Like, you know how when he was the collector or whatever, or not the collector, that guy that he played in the Thor movie, where he like that dude. Yeah. He just does that. He's all, just have him dress up all fucking exotic too and shit and have him be all fucking outlandish.
Yeah.
And just do his Jeff Goldblum shit.
Okay.
That'd be fucking great.
All right. I picked Elrond. So for people that like Seinfeld and Curb Your Enthusiasm, I have Larry David as fucking King Elrond of the Elves.
That's a pretty good one.
Cause then you know, I'd just love to see it. He'd be like, I think, you know, they're asking, like, what should we do, man? Like, you know, Sauron's coming, all this shit. Nah, I don't know.
Nah, nothing.
I don't feel like it.
I don't know, man.
I don't feel like helping the humans.
Just let it play
5,000 years ago, I tried helping them. I don't know.
And it pissed me off. Like, let's let it play out.
Jeff Goldblum. I have the King of the Nazgul.
Oh, man, that'd be a good one, too.
Yeah, King of the Nazgul. I'd be like, guys, I'm going to need you to hand over the ring. It's you know, Sauron and listen, just...
Did you get the ring? Where's the ring? Don't make me take my shirt off.
So, you said you had Legolas. Who'd you have for Legolas?
I don't think I had one for Legolas. I think we skipped him for me. Did I say I had something for Legolas? I don't fucking remember. But I'll tell you what, Gimli. Okay, this is another one of my, like, this is maybe my crowning fucking... My crowning fucking achievement here.
Mm-hmm.
Back from the Dead, Gimli, Wilford Brimley.
Brimley, where's that? Don't tell me. Oh, the diabetes guy.
And the whole movie, he's literally in the back, like, he's just doing this, like, taking fucking insulin.
Yeah.
And they're like, what are you doing? Oh, there's a diabetes. And then he's like, oh, Legolas, you want to fight these orcs? Well, hold on. I got to put my diabetes medication real quick.
And then he cuts a promo, like, the number that you would...
And he's like, I'd just like to bring awareness to diabetes. And he's like, the number comes up on the screen. Oh, man, that would be fucking classic.
All right, I have fucking Owen Wilson as Legolas.
Owen Wilson is
and
Legolas.
And he just says, wow, wow. Pretty much the entire fucking movie. And then Gimli, I have Dolph Lundgren. Not for any other reason that he's extremely tall.
Yeah, and he's played a dwarf.
But he plays him as Drago. he plays him as like a Russian guy.
And he's like, yes, where is Rocky?
you have my axe.
That would be pretty fucking good.
And I don't have anything for Merry and Pip.
Merry and Pippin, all right?
Because they're kind of like they're kind of like the delinquents or like the fuck offs
right? Jimmy and Jey Uso.
And Jey Uso.
They're twins. They're like, they cause trouble. Like, they're just fucking about the whole time, and they're just yelling slurs at each other. Basically, yo, Uso, what's up, Uso? Like, the whole movie.
Yeet.
They yeet all. Oh, dude, when they fight, like, they can just yeet each other off of things. Like, that would be awesome. You call them the bloodline of dwarves, or what are they, hobbits? You call them the hobbit line or some shit like that?
Fuck yeah.
Oh, that would be cool.
So that's all the names that I have for all the people that I have taken care of, but...
Yeah. Oh, that's all the main characters anyway in the movie, pretty much.
Carl Urban's in the fucking movie?
Yeah, it doesn't say who he plays, though. I think he plays just like a fucking random, like, human soldier.
Okay.
I think he's named in it, but they didn't put it on this thing.
Mm.
Let me see. Where's this fucking filmography? He's in all the fucking Lord of the Rings, and they didn't even name his fucking character. Carl Urban. There it is. Let's see. Photos. Where's known for Lord of the Rings? Eomer. Is that his name? Eomer? Let's see. Carl Urban. And he's not even listed in the top fucking names. Yeah, he was like a minor ass character in this. I think it was I think it said it right here. No, yeah. Eomer. Yeah.
I don't even know who the fuck that is.
Eomer. It's this guy. This guy. Oh, yeah. See? Oh, yeah. The long haired. Damn, that does not look like him, man.
Yeah, that's a far cry from.
Well, this was also fucking like 20 years
ago.
Yeah,
far cry from the boys,
ago,
dude. Cause
yeah, man.
Shit, I never would have pieced that together.
Yeah, shit. Neither would I.
All right.
Anyways. But yeah, he was the leader of the Riders of Rohan.
All right.
Interesting.
For the second half of this episode.
Yeah.
I want to throw something out there.
All right. Let me hear it.
All right. You probably already read it.
Okay.
But I want to hear your thoughts about what I wrote in the big brain ideas thing.
Oh, did I read it? Let me look.
Well, if anything, I'll read it.
Just read it. Yeah, just tell me.
All right. So basically, I woke up in a frenzy from my sleep, and I had a dream, as in many cases, I typically do when I don't crank one out.
Yeah, that'll do it.
I had written a Zodiac like serial killer goes to a confession booth to confess his crimes, not for forgiveness, but for the sake of gloating that he will get away with it. He explains in explicit detail what he did, and the priest is shaken to the core. The priest debates on breaking the confidential nature of the confession booth to the point of nearly calling the police.
Yeah.
He opts not to, and as a result, his brain gets splattered from the serial killer using a pea shooter with a silencer on the other side. The movie is to portray how those that choose to do nothing in the face of evil are no better than the person doing nefarious things. The whole movie is just the conversation between the two people. We get the shots of just the priest in scenes, the serial killer, and then both at the same time, like a cross section. And then the build up towards the climax is the serial killer, you know, laying out his rounds in his handgun, the priest debating whether to pull out his phone and reporting the killer to the police, and then maybe he fumbles his phone and that provokes the killer to like light him up. So what do you think about that?
All right. So they kind of did something like that. It wasn't exactly that.
Don't tell me it's Colin Farrell phone booth.
No. There's a movie. I just looked it up cause I couldn't remember the name of it, but it was like an older movie called I Confess. And there was another one that I think they redid it, it was just called Confession.
Yeah.
It was basically where like, This killer fucking goes and he confesses to the priest, but like he can't tell the fuck, he can't do anything because of the whole like vow or whatever. Ugh. So they, it doesn't end up like kind of how you did it, but basically what would be kind of cool is if the priest is the murderer and then he's like, he confesses this shit to people. He's like, oh, yes, I also have a confession, too. And then, like, he confesses the shit to somebody in the thing, and then he kills them. Like, he keeps killing people in the confession and then just, like, fucking hiding it or whatever. And then, you know, whatever. Somehow there could be, like, this whole thing. And then, like, the family members come. Like, maybe, like, a family member starts digging too deep and starts trying to maybe figure out that, like, oh, it's the priest. And so then he's like, oh, I want to confess something to you. And then he tells them the whole thing, but then they knew it. So then they pull out a gun and they shoot him through the thing, like, and kill the priest at the end or some shit like that. That might be fucking good. But, I mean, listen, I like the idea. That's a good idea. I also like the idea of fucking about with Catholicism. I don't know why. this is movie related because it's Indiana Jones, but, like, that new Indiana Jones game that came out, it all takes place, like, in the Vatican. And it's fucking cool. And it's got that stupid iconography and all that shit of, like, Catholicism and stuff. And it's, like, it'd be cool to do a movie that, like, I mean, obviously Boondock Saints kind of was a little bit like that, where they used, like, Catholic iconography to, like, commit killings and stuff. So, like, it'd be cool if, like, a priest did it. Like, a priest is in, like, a fucking neighborhood and he takes the law into his hands or some shit. Maybe he's not a superhero. Maybe he is just an asshole. Maybe he's just a straight murderer and he's just like, oh, man, I can't fuck. I can't do nothing. So then he's like, well, Catholic Church, do you want me to... Maybe the Pope even knows about this. And they're like, listen, he's not fucking little kids. And they're like, fuck, that is an improvement. They are. I mean, we gotta hide it for this guy, too. So then they also do the same thing where they, like, hide it. And it's like this whole fucking conspiracy theory or some shit. That might be kind of dope. And then maybe at the end he does get, like, arrested or something. And then, like, he's doing, like, a thing where the press is like, whatever, did you... And he's like... At least I didn't fuck any kids. And like, that's it. Like, that's how the movie ends or some shit. I don't know.
Fuck yeah.
That'd be great.
Wait, so you... Did you... talking about that game from the fucking Indiana Jones, because yeah. The title of it's kind of funny. It's like...
The Great Circle.
The Great Circle. Like, yeah. I'm like, oh, the Great Rhombus. Or yeah. The Great fucking... The Great Triangle.
The Great Trapezoid.
I don't know why, but when I saw the title of that fucking game, I'm like, this is kind of... You kind of expect it from Indiana Jones because the titles are usually kind of fun. It's like Indiana Jones.
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yeah.
Fucking the Temple of Doom.
Yeah.
The most recent one, the Dial of Destiny. That was kind of a little, I don't know, man. You guys are stretching a little bit.
Yeah.
What was the one with the aliens called?
The Crystal Skull.
The Crystal Skull, right? That's outlandish and ridiculous. Like
the Banana of Triumph.
Dude, that's what we should fucking do. We should make like a bootleg Indiana Jones series.
Yeah.
Call like Alabama Johnson. Like, it's got to be a name of a state. But like Alabama Johnson, he's like a redneck and he's like an archaeologist redneck. And he just goes around and be like, Alabama Johnson and, like, yeah, the banana of truth.
Do you know what better is if it's, like, kind of a ripoff of Don Quixote where, because, you know, he fights windmills and he's, yeah, like, hallucinates.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he thinks he's fighting these battles.
He's high as fuck. Like, he's on drugs. Yeah. Maybe he develops a meth addiction and all this is happening in his own mind. Like, he never leaves the couch.
Dude, that would be, you know what would be really sick is if, like, if this were to be a trilogy.
Yeah.
That at the very end of it, he's been inside an asylum the entire time.
Oh, man.
Yeah, like, he played, like, the entire thing.
That's our, like, yeah, inception moment, like, yeah, at the end of the whole thing is like, yeah, wait, what the fuck? This was all, it's like our Seinfeld where it was all just a dream.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That would be fucking great. Yeah, yeah, dude. Alabama Johnson.
Alabama Johnson, dude.
Or fucking Montana something.
See, that, I think that probably rings a little bit better because it's close enough to, like, Indiana Jones. Be like, I can't think of a white person name right now, but what would be a complimentary name to fucking
Carolina something, like Carolina Jones. But you can't use Jones. You got to use, like, a, yeah, what would be, like, another Smith?
Smith is
Jones, Smith.
It's got to have an S at the end of it.
All right, man.
Montana Jennings or some shit like that.
Montana Jennings.
Yeah.
Oh, man, and then you do like another, you a spinoff series where it's a lady because you got, like, other state, you do like a female version and she's like a crackhead or something. And she just, and at the end, that's what it turns out. She was just a crackhead having crackhead dreams the whole time. And then you just keep making these characters that are just shitbags in real life and they have these crazy hallucinations. Like,
man, we're going to be like the poverty fucking M. Night Shyamalan, dude.
Oh, yeah, dude, except good. Well, it's comedy from the beginning, all right? It'll also be funny.
Yeah.
Damn, that'd be great. We'll have Adam Sandler play somebody. I'm sure once we get a Netflix deal, Adam Sandler will be in one of these movies.
Rob Schneider is Montana Jennings.
Montana Jennings. Alabama Johnson.
All right. Damn. What, do you have anything else for this episode?
No, I think that's pretty much it.
All right.
Cool. All right. Well, anyways, wrap it up. Check it out. Go check out Game Rage Magazine. All gas, no trash official. Yeah, I guess that's pretty much it. You guys know the drill. Just fucking go check out the stuff. Goodbye.
Oh, hey there, buddy. It's me, 1930s announcer guy, here to congratulate you on making it through this episode. As our heroes are getting in their jalopies and riding off into the literal sunset, they wanted me to tell you thanks for listening to their radio broadcast, and should you be so kind as to follow them on some fancy-schmancy radio station publication called Instagram and TikTok at Game Rage Magazine, and on some other thing called Twitter/X at Game Rage Mag. Also, they wanted me to inform you and ask if you could be so kind again as to visit something called a website at www.gameragemagazine.com. I don't know what that is, buddy, but you should probably go do those things. And, you know, don't forget to tune in next time to the Game Rage Movies and TV Radio Broadcast.